And, you know, we're anxious to see what the Lord has to say through him. Sean's going to interpret for him. And we're just anxious to hear what the Lord has to speak, okay? God bless you, buddy.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. I love you.
Okay.
Yes, ashimwe.
Praise the Lord.
Dushimye Imana ko tugira amahirwe yo guhagarara imbere yanyu n'imbere y'Imana.
I am praise the Lord that I am here.
Mbere yuko tuvuga ijambo ry'Imana.
Before we preach.
Turashimira ubuyobozi bw'itorero bwaduhaye no mwanya.
I would like to thank the church leadership for giving me this time.
No gushima Imana yatwemereye kuhagarara.
And I thank God for giving us this time to be here.
Tugiye gufata umwanya muto cyangwa se muremure.
We are going to take a short time.
Tuganira ku ijambo ry'Imana.
We are going to read the word of God.
Reka tubanze dusenge Imana.
Let's pray first.
Mana kwizerwa no kwiringirwa.
Our heavenly Father,
turagushimye ku buntu bwawe.
We thank you for your grace.
Wagize neza kuturinda.
We thank you for keeping us safe.
Uturindira mu mirimo no mu mazu.
You kept us our work and our home.
Kabaye menko duterana imbere yawe kandi.
And it pleased you that we be here this morning.
Icubare kugarukire.
May you be praised.
Agaze imbere y'ubwoko bwawe.
I am here.
Kugira ngo mbe igikoresho gikwiriye.
That you might use me.
Kugira ngo ubwoko bwawe bwunguke.
That your people might learn.
Uhabwe icubahiro.
May you be praised.
Gukora imirimo n'ibitangaza.
For your work.
Mu izina rya Yesu.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yesu ashimwe.
Praise the Lord.
Murabyihangana nti mwari mumenyereye uru rurimi.
I'm probably sounding like a gibberish.
Ariko zose no kugira ngo turamye Imana.
But we know that God can be thanked in different languages.
Tugiye gusoma ijambo ry'Imana.
We are about to read the word of God.
Dusoma mu zakozwe n'intumwa.
We're going to read in Acts of the Apostles.
Nasaba afite Bibiliya hafi yabo ngo twafatikanya twese.
Ask Robert to help us read.
Oh yeah, abafite Bibiliya hafi ya.
Anybody who has a Bible next to them, we like them to open the Bible.
Shana aradufasha gusoma mu Cyongereza.
I'll try to read in English.
Nibyakozwe n'intumwa.
In Acts of the Apostles.
Nibice ni bibiri.
Chapter 2.
Umurongo wa 42.
Chapter 2. Verse 42. The Acts of the Apostle, chapter 2, verse 42.
Yeah.
We read just one verse. And they continue fastly in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
Turongera dusome Yosua.
We are also going to read in the book of Joshua.
Igice ni icambere murongo wa 8.
Joshua will be chapter 1 verse 8.
Yosua.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Yeah. And the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Tugiye kuganira ijambo nahaye umutwe uvuga ngo inkingi enye zari zigize itorero rya mbere arizo natwe tugomba kubakiraho.
The title of this today message is four pillars that was holding the first church that we should be holding on today.
Kuko twabisomye mu byakozwe n'intumwa.
As we read in Acts,
hari nkingenye zavuzwe aho ngaho kuri uwo murongo.
There were four pillars that were mentioned in that verse.
Ngo bahoraga bateze amatwi ibyo intumwa zivuga.
They always were attentive or were listening to what the apostles were saying.
Muri make bahoraga bumva ijambo ry'Imana.
They were always listening to the word of God.
Icya kabiri ngo basangiraga ibyabo.
The second thing is they were sharing their goods or their life were a shared life.
Bisobanura ngo barakundanaga.
Which means that they loved each other.
Abakristo baza bakundana.
Christians should be loving each other.
Icya gatatu,
the third thing that was mentioned,
bamanyaguraga umutsima bafataga igaburo ryera.
They always share the food or the Holy Communion together.
In King Yakane,
the fourth pillar,
ngo bahoraga basenga.
They always were in prayer. They kept themselves in prayers.
Ibyo ni ibintu bine umukristo wese agomba gukora.
Those are four things that each Christian need to do every day.
Ariko kubera yuko umwanya ari mugufi turafata inkingi imwe ari ijambo ry'Imana.
But because of the time, we are going to only talk about one pillar, the word of God.
Iyo tuvuga ijambo ry'Imana,
when we talk about the word of God,
tuba turiko tuvuga Kristo.
We are pretty much talking about Jesus Christ.
Mwibuke hariya muri Yohana rimwe,
in John chapter 1,
haravuga ngo mbere na mbere hariho jambo.
The Bible said that in the beginning there was a word.
Uwo jambo yahoranye n'Imana.
And the word was with God.
Tacharemwe kitaremwe nawe.
And nothing was created but by him.
Rero nimwumva tuvuza ijambo, mwumva turiko tuvuga Kristo.
When we talk about the word, we are speaking about Jesus Christ.
Kuko twavuze inkingi.
As we talked about the pillar.
Kugira ngo ikintu cyose gikomere hari ibintu nk'abingaka kigomba kugira.
In order for something to be strong, there are few things that need to be.
Dufatiye ku rugero rw'inyubako.
Let's take an example of this church.
Kugira ngo inyubako.
This construction.
Kugira ngo ikomere.
In order to be this construction to be strong.
Nuko ifite fondation nziza.
There has to be a foundation.
Ikomeye.
The foundation have to be strong.
Icya kabiri,
the second thing,
nuko ufite ibiyishigikiye bikomeye.
The second thing, it has to have pillars.
Umukristo rero nyakuri,
a true Christian,
agomba kugira fondasiyo,
has to have a foundation,
akagomba akagira inkingi,
and has to have pillars.
Kandi fondasiyo y'abakristo,
and the foundation for Christians,
ni Kristo wenyine,
is Jesus Christ alone.
Inkingi y'abakristo,
and the pillars for a Christian,
ni Kristo wenyine,
is Jesus Christ still.
Rero tugiye kuganira umumaro w'ijambo ry'Imana.
We are going to speak about the importance of the word of God.
Umuntu ubwenge wese,
anybody who has the knowledge,
yiga cyangwa akurikira ikintu kimufitiye inyungu.
Anybody who understand always learn something that is important to them.
Umuntu ufite ubwenge ntiyakora ikintu kitamufitiye inyungu.
If you can think, you cannot do something that is not necessary for your life.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Rero ijambo ry'Imana ni inyungu kuri twebwe abakristo.
The word of God is a benefit for us as a Christian.
Turasabwa gusoma ijambo.
We are told to read the word of God.
Kugira ngo ube umunyamahirwe muri nosi kandi umunyamahirwe imbere y'Imana nuko usoma ijambo.
In order to be blessed, in order to be success in this life, you need to read the word of God.
Niko Imana yabwiye Yosuwa hariya twasomye kuri 1:8.
This is what God told Joshua.
Ngo iki gitabo cy'amategeko.
This book of law.
Tiki kave mu bitekerezo cyangwa muri wewe amanywa na ninjora panwe igihe gitoya.
Don't let it out of your life. This book of law has to be in your life every day.
Rero ba Kristo turasabwa gusoma Bibili.
We are told or we are commanded to read the word of God.
Turashima systeme mwashizeho yo kwiga Bibiliya.
I thank you for the Bible study class.
Ariko nyibonamwo bakeye.
But it seems like we don't see so many people there.
Ari kuyisi kugira ngo uyineshe.
But in order to overcome this life, in this life, you have to have the word of God fall in your heart. The second thing, after reading the word of God, understand it. After you understand the word of God, put it in practice. Do what the word of God says to do.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Kuko twavuze ngo turavuga ku nkingi y'ijambo.
We said that we're going to talk about the pillar of the word of God.
Turavuga umwe mu maro bw'ijambo ni bw'inshuzi nanje nzi ariko turavuga buke.
We're going to say about benefit of the word of God being in us.
Ijambo nibyo ritwereka inzira ija mu ijuru.
The word of God is the shows us the direction to go to heaven.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Kuko tumenyere gukoresha GPS hano.
As we always are used to GPS.
Niye kwereka address ugiyeho.
The GPS will show you the address or the location where
you're going. GPS y'abakristo ni Bibiliya ni ijambo
ry'Imana. Our GPS as a Christian, the word is the word of God.
Rero nudafata ijambo ry'Imana.
If anybody is not reading the word of God.
Bizakugora kumenya yuri kuje.
It will be hard to find the way.
Gusoma ijambo ry'Imana.
To reading the word of God.
Bitumenyesha igihe turimo.
Makes us know the time we are in.
Ubi bihe biriko bitugeraho.
The time that we are in.
Umuntu wese wasomye ijambo ry'Imana.
Anybody who has read the word of God.
Arabizi.
Knows where we are.
Ukeneye kumenya ibihe turimo.
If you want to know where we are in a time,
soma ijambo ry'Imana.
You have to read the word of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God.
Nijyo ritubwira ibyabayeho.
It tells us what happened in the past.
Nijyo ritubwira ibiriho.
The word of God tells us what is
kandi nijyo ritubwira ibizabaho.
And the word of God tells us what it will be in the future.
Nimukeneye kumenya ibizoba imbere.
If you want to know what is the future like,
gerageza usome ijambo ry'Imana.
Read the word of God.
Reka ijambo ry'Imana ribe inshuti yawe.
Let the word of God be your most friend.
Kuko dupanga amaschedule y'ibindi dukora.
As we have schedules in our life.
Zari ukure nk'umukristo agira schedule ijambo ry'Imana.
It can be a good thing if we can put on the schedule to read the word of God as well.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God.
Niryo ritubwira ukuri ryonyine.
Is the only way we know the truth. What is really truth?
Tahandi tugomba gukura kuri atari mu ijambo ry'Imana.
We cannot find the truth outside the word of God.
Uyu munsi hari abantu bigize ukuri.
Today there are some people who are seen as a truth.
Ariko kuri konyine ni ijambo ry'Imana.
But the truth is found in the word of God.
Bibiliya ivuga ngo muzamenya ukuri.
The Bible says you know the truth.
Kandi ko kuri kuzaba abantu.
And the truth will set you free.
Kandi ko kuri ni Kristo.
And the truth is the truth that is being taught here is the is Jesus.
Yuko Bibiliya ivuga ngo nije kuri nije nzira n'ukuri no kuzuka.
The Bible says I am the way and the truth.
Tauza kwa data ntamujanye.
Nobody will go to the Father except by me.
N'umenye ukuri.
If you know the truth.
Tuzabeshwa nibiriko bibesha abandi hano.
This life will not lie to you.
Abantu ko barajanwa nibije byose.
You will not be attempted in this life.
Kubera yuko badafite ukuri muri bo.
Because they don't have the truth in them.
Nabinginga kugira ngo musome ijambo ry'Imana mumenye ukuri.
I will encourage you to read the word of God so you can know the truth.
Ijambo ry'Imana kandi ni ibiryo turya tugaha.
The word of God is also food for our soul.
Kuko buri munsi duteka mu mago yacu.
As we cook every day in our families.
Zari bikwiriye ngo turye ijambo ry'Imana.
We must also eat the word of God daily.
Iyo utari ijambo ry'Imana.
If you not eating the word of God.
Inza uzagerwaho n'inzara.
You'll be hungry spiritually.
Kimwe nuko iyo tutari ibiryo bisanzwe tugira inzara.
As we get hungry in normal life when we haven't eaten regular food.
Dufite rero amahirwe y'ibiryo bidashira.
We have the word of God, the word that the food that can never end.
Turasabwa kujya ijambo ry'Imana.
Let's eat the word of God.
Mwibuke Yesu ujya munsi ava mu butayu.
Remember Jesus from the desert.
Satani yamugerageresheje ibintu byinshi.
The devil tempted him with many things.
Yaramubwiye ngo hindura amabuye ahinduke umutsima.
He told Jesus to transform or to turn the stone into food.
Aramubwira ngo umuntu ntabeshwaho gusa n'ibiryo ahubwo abeshwaho n'ijambo ry'Imana.
Jesus told the devil that we do not live because of food, but we live because of the word of God.
Abakristo bitubeshaho n'ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God is the word of God makes us be alive.
Ijambo ry'Imana niyo ntwara abakristo turwanisha.
The word of God is the weapon that we fight with.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Ijambo ry'Imana ni ntwara.
The word of God is the weapon that we fight with.
Ukeneye gutsinda isi na Satani.
If you want to overcome the devil and the world, the world.
Fata ijambo ry'Imana useriye.
Then you have to take the word of God seriously.
Ukeneye kunesha ibigeragezo by'uburyo bwose ufite.
If you want to overcome every temptation,
ijambo ry'Imana gusa niryo ryagufasha.
The word of God is the only thing that will help you to overcome.
Ijambo ry'Imana kandi.
The word of God again.
Niryo ritumenyesha ngo turi abana b'Imana.
The word of God makes us understand or know that we are the children of God.
Nima ukishidikanya nkuru umwana w'Imana.
If you doubt that if you might have doubt as if you are the son of God or children of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana ryonyine niryo ryakumenyesha nkuru umwana w'Imana.
The word of God will tell you if you are the child of God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tuzamure ibiganza duhe
sifiwe. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God.
Niryo ritweze.
The word of God purifies.
Amavuta y'abantu ntiyakweze.
We cannot be purified by natural things.
Uvuga amavuta.
We cannot be purified by regular oil or whatever we might use to be purified.
Hari abakora ibyaha ariko bakaje ngo kwezwa n'amavuta n'amazi n'ibindi byinshi.
Some people, when they commit sin, they go to get some kind of purification, some oil or something to be purified.
Ariko ijambo ry'Imana niryo ritweza.
But the word of God is the only thing that can purify us.
Sinagiye mvuga ibice ariko birahari.
I did not cite all the verses.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God again.
Niryo rimurika hacuza umwijima.
Is our light in darkness.
Iyo ufite ijambo ry'Imana.
When you have the word of God.
Tugenda nk'uri mu mwijima.
You will not walk as in darkness.
Iyo umuntu ari kumanywa.
When it's daytime.
Biragoye ngo wasitara.
You can always see where you're going.
Kubera yuko uzaba uri kureba iyo uri kuja.
Because you can see due to the sun.
Ariko abantu benshi ko barasitara.
But today many people stumbles.
Kubera yuko nta jambo ry'Imana ribarimo.
Because they don't have the word of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana niryo tumurikira cyuzo umwijima.
The word of God is a lamp to our feet.
Ijambo ry'Imana ni umucyo.
The word of God is a light.
Yes, ashimwe.
Amen.
Ijambo ry'Imana ni umucyo.
The word of God is a light.
Ukeneye kuba mu mucyo.
If you want to be in a light.
Fata ijambo ry'Imana risome.
You have to read the word of God daily.
Ijambo ry'Imana n'urukingo rudukingira ibyaha.
The word of God is our protection from sins.
Niko ijambo ry'Imana rivuga muri Zaburi.
That's what the Psalms say.
Ijana na cumi n'icyenda n'umurongo wa cumi na rimwe.
Psalms 119 verse 11.
Riravuga ngo nabike ijambo ryawe mu mutima wanjye.
Says I kept your word in my heart.
Kugira ngo ntazagucumura.
That I might not sin against you.
Rero ijambo ry'Imana ni urukingo iyo urifite nduzi uko rica.
The word of God is your protection to see against sins.
Ijambo ry'Imana ni umwigisha mwiza.
The word of God is your teacher. Is a good teacher.
Abantu ko barashaka inyigisho ku bantu kandi dufite umwigisha mwiza ari we ijambo ry'Imana.
People are looking teachings through many places, but we have the word of God to teach us what we need.
Paul andikira Timoteo.
Paul wrote to Timothy.
Ibyanditswe byera byose byametswe n'Imana.
The Holy Scripture were inspired by God.
ngo bifite umumaro wo kutwigisha.
And it is has important to teach us.
Ukeneye kwiga.
If you want to learn,
soma ijambo ry'Imana.
You have to read the word of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
The word of God.
Ngo niryo riduha ibyishimo n'umuneze.
Gives us happiness and joy.
Amafaranga ntiyo guha ibyishimo.
Money will never give you happiness.
Hari ibyo amafaranga agura ariko hari ibindi atagura.
Money can buy some stuffs.
Amafaranga yagura ibiryo ariko ntiyo gura appetite.
Money can buy you food but cannot buy appetite to eat that food.
Amafaranga yogura matera nziza n'igitanda cyiza ariko ntaza gura ibitotsi.
Money can buy you good mattress and good bed but it cannot buy you sleep.
Amafaranga ntiyogura ibyishimo.
Money can never buy happiness.
Amafaranga ntiyogura umutekano nubwo abantu ariko bibeshe.
Money can never buy peace of heart.
Ikiza gitanga umunezero mu muntu gusa.
The only thing that gives you peace
ni ijambo ry'Imana.
Is the word of God in you.
Niko biri tubwira muri Yeremiya.
That's the word of God says in Jeremiah.
Ibice 15 umurongo wa 16.
Chapter 15 verse 16.
Biravuga ngo ijambo ryawe rimaze kuboneka.
When I found your word.
Ngo narariri.
I ate your word.
Ngo rimaze kungeramo.
When your word got into my stomach.
Rimpi reka twasome. Yeremiya ibice 10.
Jeremiah.
Nababwire twasome.
Jeremiah, let's read Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Now, the Bible says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts."
Yes, ashimwe.
Praise the Lord.
Ukeneye ibyishimo.
If you want peace or heart or joy.
Ukeneye umunezero.
If you want a joy in your heart.
Soma ijambo ry'Imana.
Read the word of God.
Kandi umunezero w'abakristo.
The joy of Christian people.
Tuzi ugaragara mu maso.
Does not happen in our appearance.
Ubiriya mu mutima.
It's in our heart.
Ushobora kuba urwaye.
You might be sick.
Ari kuri mu munezero w'Imana.
The same time you might be joyful.
Yuko umunezero wacu tuzugaragazwa naba ntuzugaragarira aba bantu.
Our joy does not always appear in our parents.
Umunezero wacu utubamo.
Our joy is in our heart.
Kuko Yesu tuvuga.
Because the Jesus we talk about.
Tazaganira n'aya matwi.
Doesn't talk to our physical ears.
Azaganira n'umutima.
He talks to our heart.
Rero ukeneye kuba umunyamunezero mwinshi.
If you want to be full of joy, you want to have joy in your life.
Soma ijambo ry'Imana.
Read the word of God.
Ijambo ry'Imana.
Eat the word of God.
Niri kugeramo.
If when the word of God goes into you,
bizaguhindukira.
It will become
ibyishimo n'umunezero.
A joy and happiness.
Reka tugarukiraho.
Let's stop here.
Ijambo ry'Imana rituganze.
May you blessed by the word of God.
Katwenyumvite pastor.
Amen. Amen. Oh.